Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. I hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians, making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local funeral home workers out there as well. Shout out to all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 IBEW workers, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, a lot to get into this morning. We will talk about the Atlanta Falcons first and foremost, though, because the discussion all week long is going to be nearly the same right up until we get to the game. Actually, the discussion is going to be the same, even though it shouldn't be after today, and I'll explain why here in a couple of minutes. But the discussion is going to be the main discussion, probably, if I had to guess, is probably going to be about between Falcons fans if Michael Penix should be starting or if Kirk Cousins should remain the starting quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons. And I'm going to let you hear from Raheem Morris in a second. I'm going to let you hear Raheem Morris defend Kirk Cousins. I'm going to let you hear Raheem Morris continue to be loyal to Kirk Cousins. I'm going to let you hear Raheem Morris talk about how Kirk Cousins has earned the opportunity to right the ship. Okay? So, first I'm going to give you my 2 cents, my take about this issue, the issue that the Falcons are having with Raheem Morris, okay? I mean, not Raheem Morris, excuse me, Kirk Cousins. I would not mind if they started Michael Penix. I would understand if they started Michael Penix, okay? I would definitely understand the move. I would understand why they would do that. The last 4 games, 0 touchdown passes, 8 interceptions. That's understandable. However, Kirk Cousins is a veteran QB. He knows how to bounce back. He knows how to flush it. And again, let's not forget, even though he had very untimely interceptions, even though the turnovers weren't good, he still played better Sunday than he did last Sunday, a couple Sundays ago, against the Los Angeles Chargers. He did play better. Again, it might not feel like it because they lost or because of when those turnovers occurred. Again, they happened in a spot where they just can't happen. But he did play better than he did against the Chargers. Okay? The team moved the ball better. He had better throws. He was hitting Darnell Mooney on some deep shots. Like, it was better. Again, it's not hard to be better from a 4-interception game, a 0 touchdown pass, 4-interception game. It's not hard to be better than that, but he was better, okay? So that's one thing. And the other thing is, respectfully, the Falcons are playing the Raiders on Monday. And again, that's no shade to the Raiders. Absolutely no shade. But yes, we feel like Michael Penix could come in there, give the team a spark, give the team some energy. But Kirk Cousins should be able to beat the Raiders too. And even for the struggles Kirk Cousins has had over these last 4 games, again, 0 touchdown passes, 8 interceptions, he should be able to get right against the Raiders. The Raiders need to be the Falcons' get right game. It needs to be Kirk Cousins' get right game. It needs to be the Falcons' entire, the whole team needs to get right against the Raiders, okay? And hopefully, that's the way they're looking at it. They're like, we need to go in here and just have an absolute monster night on Monday Night Football on national television against the Los Angeles Raiders. Las Vegas Raiders. We need to go in there and have an absolute day, have an absolute night against the Las Vegas Raiders. Hopefully that's their mindset. Hopefully their mindset is just to go in there and absolutely just kick the doors in on the Death Star, what they call Allegiant Stadium now. Just kick the doors in on Allegiant Stadium and just absolutely, as Kirk Cousins will say, walk in their trap and take over their trap. That's what needs to happen on Monday night. And I feel like the Falcons should be able to, and hopefully they are able to do that. But it's going to be with Kirk Cousins as the starting quarterback. And again, I don't see any problem with keeping things going with Kirk Cousins. You're still in contention. Everything is still in front of you. And you still got a chance to win the division. You still got a chance to make the playoffs, host a home playoff game. Everything you set out to do this season is still in front of you. Now, you may not be able to get the 2 seed or anything like that, but you can still host a home playoff game, which the Falcons have not done since they've been in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So that would be absolutely huge to do. And all that can still be accomplished. So I think that's another reason that they're going to stick with Kirk Cousins. If they were out of contention at this point, then I think it's definitely more of a conversation. But I think with the Falcons still being in contention, and I think as long as they're in contention, which should be the rest of the season, unless there's an absolute free fall. But as long as they're in contention again, which should be the rest of the season, I think they're going to stick with Kirk Cousins. And I think they should. I mean, again, let Kirk Cousins continue to work through what's been going on and the struggles he's been having. And again, while the Chargers game was purely to blame on Kirk Cousins, Sunday wasn't just a result of Kirk Cousins being bad. Now, he definitely played a role. Those two interceptions definitely played a big role, but it wasn't all him. That Ray McLeod fumble absolutely killed all the momentum that the Falcons had. That was a huge part of it. The defense, more specifically the secondary, having some busted coverages was a big part of it. I mean, D. Alford, we saw him trying to find the ball and just absolutely fall down, and there were other parts in the game where there were busted coverages, so that was a part of it. It wasn't solely Kirk Cousins. So, again, I definitely think Kirk Cousins deserves the opportunity to stay in there, and Raheem Morris believes the same thing. He talked to the media yesterday, and he talked about how Kirk Cousins has earned the right and earned the opportunity to right the ship. And here's head coach Raheem Morris talking about that to the media yesterday.
You know, Kirk was a guy that led to a 6-3 record, and we got to find a way to get out of this funk and get it back going down the end of the stretch, which we believe that we can do. You know, we went out to get this young man to lead us to the playoffs and give us an opportunity to get in the playoffs and play significant football in December, and we're doing that. And we got to find a way to snap out of it and really go. And Kurt has earned a lot in this league, and I think he's trying to earn it every single day. And I got a lot of respect for how he goes about his process, how he learns, how he reads, how he thinks, how he does everything. And, like, for us, it's going to be his opportunity to go out there and right the ship. And we got to give him that opportunity, and he's earned it.
I think he has. I agree with Raheem Morris. I think Kirk Cousins has, in fact, earned the opportunity to right the ship. I mean, we named the month after this guy, Kirktober. Let's let this man cook. Again, I know he did not follow Kirktober up very well with a very bad November, and he didn't start December the right way off either. But we are still in this. We still got everything in front of us. Let's let Kirk cook. Let's try to let him cook. Now, the worst case scenario is that Kirk continues, obviously, to struggle, and you feel like you waited too long or just never gave Penix a chance to show what he can do. Obviously, that is the worst-case scenario. But guess what? Those are some of the decisions and some of the risks teams have to take in the National Football League. And I think the right decision right now is to leave Kirk in there. Again, I would understand if they wanted to see what Michael Penix can do, and I would understand if they wanted to put Michael Penix in there to give him a spark. But I also understand and think it's the right choice to leave Kirk Cousins in there for now and let him get right against the Raiders. Sometimes it only takes one good game. You know, if we talk about basketball, sometimes you just need to see one shot go down. Sometimes you need to see one three-pointer go down, or you need to hit two in a row, or you just need one good game after you've been in a funk. You need that one shot, or you need that one good game. Baseball, sometimes you just need to hit that one home run, or you need to get that one hit after you've gone hitless in your last however many at-bats. You just need that one hit, or you need that one infield single. You need that one break. It could be the same for Kirk Cousins. He just might need that one break. He might need to throw that one touchdown pass, connect on that one deep ball in the end zone, and he'll be right back to being Kirko Chains. Kirk Thuggins. Kirk, he'll be right back to balling like he was in Kirktober. You know what I'm saying? So let's give Kirk Cousins the opportunity to get right against the Las Vegas Raiders. Let's give this whole team the opportunity to get right against the Las Vegas Raiders, which, by the way, does seem like Aiden O'Connell, according to reports, seems like he only suffered a bone bruise, and he is looking to actually play on Monday night. So we might not actually see D. Ritty, the Cincinnati kid, a.k.a. Desmond Ritter. We might not even see him try to get a revenge game against the Atlanta Falcons, but we'll find out as we get closer to Monday. I want to let you hear one more cut from Raheem Morris before we catch a quick break. And it was Raheem Morris talking about what's been hurting the team over the last four games and how what has been hurting the team over the last four games hasn't been what's been happening previously. And I think I know what one of the main things he's going to talk about here. It has to be the turnovers, because turnovers in the when the Falcons were, 6-3 through their first nine games, they had some turnovers, but it didn't seem like it was as crazy as it is now. I mean, we had four or five? I think we have just the four turnovers, just the four Kirk Cousins interceptions against the Chargers, and then obviously we had three turnovers this past Sunday against the Vikings, two Kirk Cousins interceptions, and then Ray McCloud fumbles. So I'm thinking one of the things Raheem Morris is going to talk about here when, again, talking about what's been happening these past four games during this losing streak that wasn't happening previously, probably going to be turnovers. I'm sure it's some other things, but I'm sure turnovers is probably going to be the most important thing he touches on here. But let's hear from Raheem Morris talking about what has plagued this Atlanta Falcons team over these last four games during this four-game losing streak that wasn't happening before.
The biggest thing when you talk about overall production is the turnovers. You know, the turnovers in the National Football League will absolutely kill you. The penalties, we've been really good all year, and yesterday in particular, and like we talked about in a couple of those games right before the bye, that we wanted to clean up some of those things in the red zone in particular, have been absolutely killing us. That reared his ugly head yesterday. Whether you agree or disagree with the penalties, it doesn't really matter. You got to find ways not to get them, and we got to do a better job of doing those things. So really, it's been the turnovers, the penalties, and yesterday in particular, which was kind of an anomaly for most of the season, was the big plays that we gave up in the secondary. And it was big plays that we could have stopped some, and there were some that we should have had play opportunities on that we did not make, whether it was a missed sack that turned into a scramble and leaving a guy uncovered, or whether it was a ball thrown up on a flutter on an underthrow that we couldn't track. And then there are ones that they earned, right? The ones that they caught on down the sideline or got a penalty. You can live with those, but the ones you got a chance to make, you got to go out there and make those in the secondary. So those are the three things yesterday that came up. And like you mentioned, just over the last couple of weeks, it's been the turnovers. And the turnovers have absolutely been killing us, and we got to find ways to eliminate those things.
Yeah, he's absolutely right. He makes another good point. Knew it was going to be turnovers, number one. But he's absolutely right about the penalties being a hindrance over the last few games as well. 12 penalties for 127 yards Sunday against the Vikings. And it's crazy because when you look at what the Falcons did offensively, they had the same amount of passing first downs as the Vikings. They had more rushing first downs than the Vikings. They had two more first downs overall than the Vikings. They were 7-for-13 on third downs. Vikings were 8-for-12. Falcons converted a fourth down as well. They had 70 plays to the Vikings, 56. 496 yards of offense to the Vikings, 433. Had 10 drives compared to the Vikings, 11. And that last Vikings drive was them just kneeing on the ball. They averaged 7.1 yards per play. Vikings were 7.7. They had more passing yards than the Vikings, more rushing yards than the Vikings. It's just the penalties, the turnovers kill you every single time. And hopefully they can write the whole entire ship. Hopefully Kirk Cousins can get right and the whole team can get right. Please, Lord, against the Las Vegas Raiders on Monday Night Football. Hopefully we can do that, get back to 500 and get back to our winning ways, because I'm tired of talking about this Falcons team losing, man. All right, when we come back here on the other side, the Heisman finalists have been announced in college football. Who should go home with it? To me, the answer is pretty clear. We'll talk about it next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to everybody tuned in, tapped in right now. I appreciate you, everybody on their way to work or everybody at work listening in. I appreciate you. Shout out to everybody on their way to the gym, already at the gym. I appreciate you. Shout out to everybody that's listening to bed right now. I appreciate you as well. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Make sure you download that free Odyssey app too. You can listen to this show whatever time you want. It doesn't always have to be 5 a.m. because if you're up early right now for whatever reason and you're usually not an early riser, but you're like, man, I love listening to this show. I want more of it. Guess what? You can go back and listen to my full show in its entirety, and it doesn't have to be live at 5 a.m. It could be 5 p.m. It could be 6 p.m. It could be 8 a.m., 10 a.m. It could be 9 p.m. It could be midnight. Whatever time you want to listen, you can do that on the free Odyssey app. And you can not only do that with just my show, you can go back and listen to all the great shows here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You can go listen to them all in their entirety at whatever time you want on the free Odyssey app. You can go back and listen to your favorite segments. You can go back and listen to interviews. You can do all that on the great free Odyssey app. So make sure you download that on your smartphone and your smart devices today. But we got to talk about some college football right now. Heisman finalists have been announced, and it is probably everybody you could have thought it was going to be. Oregon quarterback Dylan Gabriel, Colorado standout defensive back and wide receiver Travis Hunter, Boise State's running back Ashton Dente, and Miami quarterback Cam Ward were announced as the Heisman Trophy finalists last night. And of course, Heisman Trophy, for whatever reason you don't know, has been awarded to the nation's most outstanding college football player since 1935. This year's winner will be announced Saturday in New York. The top four vote-getters determined by more than 900 voters are selected the finalists, and then the voting panel includes members of the media and former Heisman winners, of course. So, look, I think all of them definitely deserve to be finalists, but as far as who the winner should be, I think it has to be Travis Hunter. And I know some people are going to be like, oh, snaps isn't a stat. Well, snaps actually is kind of a stat. But it's not even just about the amount. Well, one, it is about the amount of snaps he's taking, because who else is playing as much as Travis Hunter and still playing at the level that Travis Hunter is? I think that kind of gets overlooked because people are like, oh, snaps aren't a stat. Blah, 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 blah. he's playing a long time, and he's playing way more snaps than the average football player is playing. Even the great football players aren't playing as much as Travis Hunter is. And for him to go out there and do what he's doing and do what he has done with the amount of snaps he's getting and the amount of time and the amount of punishment his body is taking on a game-to-game, snap-to-snap basis, for him to still do what he's done this season is extremely impressive. Now, again, Dillon Gabriel, he's been great, best quarterback on what has been the most consistent, you could argue, best team so far in Oregon. That argument is there. Ashton Jeanty, who has, you could argue, just about single-handedly put the team on his back and run his way and run his team to a college football playoff appearance, a first-round bye. The argument is there for that. And Cam Ward, he carried the load for that Miami team for sure. But I think for Cam Ward, the issue for me comes that they played in a lot of close games. Now, he came up strong, he came up big in a lot of those close games, but they're not in the playoff. And even though Travis Hunter and the Colorado Buffaloes aren't in the playoff, he's going both ways. He's doing something that a lot of people and most people haven't done in college football. I mean, he's doing something that's really unheard of in college football, while Cam Ward, again, is just kind of – I don't want to say just playing quarterback because I don't want to downplay the quarterback position and how hard that position is, but you get what I'm saying. He's not doing something transcendent that Travis Hunter is doing. And he's going up against, another quarterback that's been really good and is in the playoff in the number one overall seed in Dillon Gabriel. And he's going up against another candidate in Ashton Jeanty, who has really put the team on his back and been that entire offense for Boise State and been that entire team for Boise State. And Boise State's in the playoff. And even though he has been, obviously, the main cog in the machine of Miami, they're not in the playoff. And again, I know Travis Hunter is in the playoff, but he's doing something that just hasn't really been done before. So you can make a nice argument for Dillon Gabriel, Ashton Jeanty, and Travis Hunter. Not so much, in my opinion, Cam Ward. I think he's definitely probably, if I had to guess, he's probably going to finish fourth. But, I mean, hey, look, being a finalist, that is an accomplishment in itself for sure. But to me, like I said, I think it has to be Travis Hunter. I think he's been that guy. I mean, you just talk about what he's done on the defensive end and the wide receiver spot. I mean, you could make a legit argument that, you know, he could maybe do it if he wanted to in the NFL. Maybe. You would never even consider somebody going both ways in the NFL before. But Travis Hunter, you think about it, you're like, well, could he? He might have a shot to. I mean, we just don't talk. We never talked about that before. And so I think it's very impressive what he's been able to do. But again, love the story with Ashton Jeanty in Boise State. Dillon Gabriel, he has, again, played very, very well throughout this campaign. So I could see it going to any of those four guys. But, I mean, when you talk about, again, Travis Hunter, he leads the Big 12 with 92 receptions, 14 receiving touchdowns. And is this still him? I think I was wanting to make sure I had his stats right. But he also, Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year, unanimous first-team defensive back, recording 31 tackles, tying the Big 12 lead with 11 pass breakups and tying for second in the Big 12 with 4 interceptions. I mean, that's just crazy talk. Just the statistics he put up on both the offensive and defensive side. I mean, that's just wild. Absolutely wild when you talk about Travis Hunter. But again, we know Ashton Jeanty has put up crazy video game type numbers, 2,497 yards rushing. That's fourth highest single season total in the FBS, 192.1 yards per game, almost 200 yards per game is crazy. That obviously led the nation. 58 more yards than the next highest average. Genty rushed for at least 125 yards in 13 straight games. I mean, that, again, that's crazy. So, to me, if I had to order the top three, Dillon Gabriel and Ashton Genty are right there. But I will put Travis Hunter at the top. I probably have to put Ashton Genty at two. I'm not going to lie. Just what he's been able to do has been absolutely impressive. Very, very impressive. I would go Travis Hunter one, Ashton Genty two, Dillon Gabriel three, then Cam Ward four. That's honestly how I would rank it. I don't know, obviously, if that's how it's going to finish, but that's how I would personally rank if I had a horse in the race, if I had a vote in the Heisman, that's how I would rank them, you know. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Again, it's going to be announced on Saturday, and we will see what happens. We got obviously big news in Georgia before we go to break here. No timeline on Carson Beck's elbow injury, at least no timeline yet. So obviously he hurt his right elbow, was injured when he was trying to throw that Hail Mary pass at the end of the first half of the SEC championship game versus Texas. And the university said in its statement that there is no timetable for Beck's potential return. And again, in addition to Beck, the Bulldogs said punter Brent Thorson was injured in Saturday's victory. He's a finalist for the Ray Guy Award. Thorson suffered a knee injury to his non-kicking leg that will require season-ending surgery. So, man, that is also tough news for the Dogs with no Carson Beck probably and definitely no Brent Thorson for the rest of the season. That is just very, very tough. In a statement, Kirby Smart said, "Carson and Brett are both fierce competitors and extremely hard workers. I'm confident they will attack their rehab with the same determination they exhibit in their daily habits. We will be here to support them every step of the way." So, to me, it sounds like Carson Beck ain't coming back, and we already know Brett Thorson now, the punter, isn't coming back. And both of those are absolutely huge losses. And again, that's why it's so important that Georgia got this bye. And now it's very important that Georgia got this bye. It wouldn't have been as of important if Georgia didn't get the bye, if Carson Beck didn't get hurt. But now with the Carson Beck injury and him not probably coming back and Brett Thorson not coming back, you get the backup punter a bunch of reps and you get Gunnar Stockton a bunch of reps. So it's going to be very, very important, and hopefully Gunnar's ready to go, and I would hope the backup punter is ready to go too. But man, just having this week to be able to prepare, get those extra reps, those necessary reps for Gunnar Stockton, it definitely could be the difference. And I still feel good about Georgia's chances to win a national championship because, again, you're definitely going to have to change up your game plan a little bit, but you're going to lean on Trevor Etienne more. You're going to lean on Nate Frazier some more. Obviously, this defense is going to have to continue to step up, but you're just not going to ask Gunnar Stockton to do the same things that you obviously were asking Carson Beck to do. Not all the same things. Some of the same things, of course, but you're just not going to put everything on him. The load just isn't going to be as heavy. That's the point of it. So, again, I don't think Carson Beck will be able to come back at any point. Again, you heard, I told you there is season-ending surgery for Brent Thorson, but I don't think Carson Beck will be able to come back either. Not before the season's end. So we'll see. But I think it's going to have to be Gunnar Stockton the rest of the way. And look, he does add a different type of running element that Carson Beck doesn't necessarily add. I think that will definitely be in Georgia's favor. And again, Gunnar Stockton's going to have all this week to prepare, and he's going to have the bye week. And so he's going to have plenty of time to prepare and get ready. So I'm still very confident in Georgia to make and hopefully win the national championship, but it's gonna look a little different now, probably. It's going to look a little different than when Carson Beck was at the helm, and that's okay. Hopefully they can still get the job done. All right, when we come back, about 5 minutes from now here on the Hometown Take, we will move from college back to the NFL, get into some NFL headlines. One team that's on a 9-game winning streak dealing with more turmoil than you would think a team on a 9-game winning streak would be dealing with. We'll talk about that on the other side here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. I hope you all are doing well. Thank you all for tuning in, listening in. I appreciate you, whether you are in your car on the way to work or already at work, whether you are listening on the Odyssey app on your way to the gym or already at the gym, whether you are listening in the bed right now on the Odyssey app. I appreciate you. If you don't have that free Odyssey app downloaded, make sure you go ahead and download that. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. We're going to get into a few NFL headlines here before we wrap things up. And the first thing I want to talk about is what's going on in Philadelphia. And I know I'm never beating the allegations. Actually, they're no real allegations. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I'm a diehard Atlanta Falcons fan. And yes, I do date an Eagles fan. And, you know, specific people on a specific show, Bo Morgan on the morning shift, always tries to put on me. And Mike Johnson has even jumped in now, too. They try to put this Eagles fandom on me that's just absolutely ridiculous. I just, look, Simone is always telling me about the drama, what's going on with the Eagles, because she is a content creator herself and she's creating content on the Eagles. So she always is telling me about the Eagles drama. So I know about it, okay? Doesn't mean I'm an Eagles fan. Just because I go to games to support her so she doesn't have to go to games by herself doesn't mean I'm an Eagles fan, okay? She had to get that off my chest. But anywho, I'm a Falcons fan. Rise up, baby. Anywho, there is some drama, though, going on with the Philadelphia Eagles and the type of drama you wouldn't think that is going on with a team that has won 9 games in a row. Yeah, the Philadelphia Eagles have won 9 games in a row. Right now, they have actually clinched a playoff spot in the 2 seed, I believe, right now. But they got some drama going on. So Brandon Graham, he was doing his weekly radio show on 94 WIP. He started that, I think he might have started that even before he got injured. He had a torn tricep that ended his season just a few weeks ago, if you weren't aware of that. But he went on his weekly radio show on 94 WIP. That's the Philadelphia's version of 99 The Game. They're the flagship station of the Eagles. Shout out Hugh Douglas one time for the one time. But he suggested during that weekly radio show on 94 WIP that Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown aren't as tight as they once were. He said this, quote, that the person that's complaining needs to be accountable, Graham said. I don't know the whole story, but I know that he said one, talking about Jalen Hurts. I know one is trying, and 11, talking about Jalen Brown's, could be better with how he responds to things. They were friends before this, but things have changed, and I understand that happens because life happens, but it's the business side that we have to make sure the personal doesn't get in the way of the business, end quote. So basically he's saying, look, Jalen Hurts is trying to ball out there, and A.J. Brown is not handling things the right way as far as him not being happy he's not getting the ball enough, because there was a post during A.J. Brown's post-game availability with the media. He was asked what could be better, what the Eagles team basically can do at better. What can be better about the Eagles offense, I think, was the specific question. And he said the passing game. He didn't specifically call out Jalen Hurts. He just said the passing game. And believe it or not, it's not hard to believe, but believe it or not, the Eagles have one of the – they rank lower in the league. They're one of the lower-ranking teams in the NFL when it comes to passing. But that's because they have Saquon Barkley and a great offensive line. They're a run-first team. I don't think it's a thing of they can't pass the ball. I think it's more so by choice. Why pass the ball and put the ball in harm's way when you can easily hand the ball off to Saquon Barkley and get a lot of the same results? And that's what they've been doing. Saquon Barkley is having an amazing MVP-type season. So I don't think it's the fact that they can't pass the ball. I think it's more so by choice that they're running the ball as much as they are. Why would you not run the ball when you have a great offensive line and you have Saquon Barkley? I mean, that seems pretty easy to me. But A.J. Brown, I think, only got like four targets, or he only had four receptions or something like that in their last game against Carolina. And Carolina did take him down to the wire. Carolina almost won that game if it wasn't for Xavier Leggett dropping a pass in basically in the end zone to win that game towards the end. So they did get by the skin of their teeth. But Carolina has been playing well, and they've been playing better as of late. But they only put up 22 points, which, again, is not bad. But, you know, you would expect the Eagles team, I guess, to put up more. But, again, Carolina has been playing better. Defense and the whole team overall has been playing better. But they only put up 22 points. A.J. Brown didn't get a lot of targets or receptions. And, again, people took what A.J. Brown said as maybe a little bit of a shot, kind of dig too much into it, took it as a little bit of a shot towards Jalen Hurts. And then Brandon Graham went on to say that, talk about how A.J. Brown needs to handle things better and not let, you know, the business side get in the way of the personal side. And, again, basically implying that Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown, who are supposed to be really good friends, aren't friends anymore. So, look, A.J. Brown, could he have handled his side better? Yes, but he didn't even do that much wrong. He didn't personally call out Jalen Hurts. He didn't throw a fit on he didn't throw a fit on the sideline. He didn't throw a fit in the locker room or anything like that. He didn't call anybody out by name. So I can't even blame A.J. Brown too much. But Brandon Graham, you got to know to handle things in-house, man. You can't call out guys like that on a public radio show. You just – if there was any fire, if there was any kind of animosity that A.J. Brown had towards Jalen Hurts, or if they had any sort of disagreement, or if they were trying to work things out, you just made it completely public when they could have handled it in-house. You talk about A.J. Brown handling things better, you could have handled that better. You don't need to bring that up on a radio show. You're bringing up locker room in-house stuff on a radio show. So I think Brandon Graham at the end of the day needs to practice what he preaches. But, hey, I wouldn't think a team on a 9-game winning streak could have that sort of drama, but there you have it. I just want the Falcons to win a game, you know. So, hey, it is what it is. All right, when we come back here on Hometown Tech, we will wrap things up and hand things off to the morning shift. We'll see what Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson have in store for you on a Tuesday edition of the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.